Okay, the next sugya is sugya 3 of Mamon Mutar B'Safek. What do we do with Mamon Mutar B'Safek? Cholken. So it's a little bit of a shorter sugya. The Gemara tells us again, cholken. So we spoke about the Shaklu V'Tahari in the Gemara on Daf Dalet, that it tells us that the Mishnah tells us Yachloku. The Gemara says, why does the Mishnah need to tell us Yachloku? Isn't it obvious Yachloku? The Gemara says, no. Mahu the same, I would have thought that since this is a classic case of Mamun Mutar B'Safek, we're going to say Hamotzi Mechaver O Alav Haraya. That was last sugya. What's the Havamina that we're going to say Hamotzi Mechaver O Alav Haraya? So we answered, it's really it's a Tfisa L'Hashon B'Safek. And that's why that was Tosfos' Kasha on this. How could it be? How could we pass in Hamotzi Mechaver O Alav Haraya if it's a Tfisa L'Hashon B'Safek? So now we're going to get to the Maskana. The Maskana is, no, really we paskin Yachloku. Of course we paskin Yachloku. So now we're saying in the first part of the Gemara, right? Pshita. Obviously, we're going to say Yachloku. And at the end of the Gemara, it says, in the end of the day, we do Yachloku. How come we're saying Yachloku over here? That doesn't seem to make sense. We know there's a Machlokas, big time Machlokas in Shas, Sumkus versus the Rabbanan, Sumkus Paskins, that moment with Basafik Cholkin. But Rabbanan, which I assume we Paskin like, not necessarily true, we know that the Rashbam Paskins like Sumkus, but in general, Tosfos, at least Paskins, like the Rabbanan. So if we pass the Rabbanan, Mona Mutar B'Safek, we say Hamotzi Mechaveiro Alav Haraya. So why in the end of the day do we say Yachloku in our Mishnah? We should say Hamotzi Mechaveiro Alav Haraya. Why is it so obvious in the beginning? And in the end of the day, it's even the Pesach that we say Yachloku. Where does this Yachloku come from? So Tosfos points out that even if we paskin like Sumkus, if we paskin like Sumkus, everything's great, because Sumkus paskin is Mamun Mutar B'Safek Yachloku. This is a case of Mamun where we don't know where it goes, so you split it. However, if we paskin like the Rabbanon, who say that whenever we don't know what to do, we say Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya, who should get it? The person who's holding on to the field, right? So again, the wall falls. If it falls to the east, then the person who's holding on, who owns the east side of the field, he gets to keep it. So why do we say Yachloku? So answers Tosfos, because even the Rabbanon agree that when there's no muchzak, when there's no cheskas marakama, we're going to say mamun mutar b'safek yachloku. When there's no muchzak, there's no cheskas marakama, and he's assuming over here there's no cheskas marakama. So then we saw a Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel, which went through a whole list of questions, and at the end of the day, we paskin that teku. And the Rif tells us, the Rif paskins, the teku is, we're going to paskin in this teku yachloku. So we have a whole list of questions of suffik. If someone lends money to someone else, and someone's wife borrows money from someone else, and the husband pays back, what's the deal over there? All these different questions. So the answer the Gemara gives is teku. What does teku do? Says the Rif, teku means yachloku, because it's a suffik. Anytime you have money, it's a suffik, you say yachloku. Whoa, doesn't the Rif paskin like the Rabbanon? So we answered, because this is a case of a suffik behalacha. Anytime there's a suffik behalacha, we don't care about the musaf, we don't care about the chazaka. This is where we get to see the line of, I said in the last sugya, but relates to this sugya, bavur hachazaka ayishtan hadin. Right? We have a halacha. There's a question in halacha. Do we paskin A or we paskin B? We're not sure. Is the husband able to pay back his wife's loan or is he not able to pay back his wife's loan? That's a suffik in halacha. That's not a suffik in mitzias. We don't want to know, is he her husband or is he not her husband? We don't want to know, did she pay back, did she not pay back? Then chazaka would be fine. But over here we want to know, what's the halacha? What would the din be? Over there, we don't care about chazaka. Chazaka tells us what the probability of this happening is, what is the probability that this just happened? What is the probability that this belongs to X instead of belonging to Y? So over here we're dealing with a suffik in halacha. Suffik in halacha, we don't care about a chazaka. Again, because bavur hachazaka ayishtana hadin. Just because there's a chazaka, that shouldn't have any ramifications on what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, what the halacha is. So here we see another case where, even though in general we paskin like the Rabbanan, Mamun Mutar B'Safek, we're going to say Hamotzi Mechaver O Alav Haraya, anytime there's a suffik in din, anytime there's a suffik in halacha, anytime we don't have a muchzak, we don't have a chazaka, we're going to follow the din of sumkas of Yachloku. Okay, now that's stage one. Stage two is, okay, I understand that we're going to say Yachloku instead of saying Hamotzi Mechaver O Alav Haraya. How come we don't say the din of Kol De'olim Gevar? We know there's a Gemara later on in Bava Basra, that Flamed Dalid, that says that When you have a suffix in din, it gives us a few different possibilities. Also speaks about shudu d'ayin, which we're not going to speak about now. Kol da'olim gvar is one of the possibilities. It means whoever wants can take it. There's no din, it just Beis Din takes a step back, and whoever wants to grab onto the item, grabs onto the item. So why over here are we saying, yachloku, by this wall? We should say, kol da'olim gvar. Whoever wins the race, whoever gets to this pile of rubble first, they get to keep the wonderful rocks, and they're going to put them in their yard, it's going to look beautiful. So why is it that over here we say yachloku, and we don't say kol da'olim gvar? So the maskana of the Gemara over there is that we only say kol da'olim gvar when there is no Drar de Mamona. When there is a Drar de Mamona, we're going to explain what that means in a second. When there is a Drar de Mamona, then we say Yachloku. When there's no Drar de Mamona, then we say Kol Da'olim Gvar. So for Tosfos, it's an easy layup. All you got to do is say that our Gemara, the Mishnah in Bava Basra, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, of the wall, is a case of a Drar de Mamona. Once we say it's a case of Drar de Mamona, of course we're going to pass in Yachloku and not Kol Da'olim Gvar, and the question goes away. So it's going to be a little bit, so now we have to figure out, how does that work? Is our case in Bava Basra, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the case of the wall, is that a case of a Drar de Mamona? If it is a case of Drar de Mamona, then we're going to say Yachloku. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara over there, and Daf Lamed Hey, about what it means to be a Drar de Mamona. We'll say Tosfos first, and we'll explain it back in. Tosfos says, a Drar de Mamona is a suffix l'Beis Din below Tanur Sehen. Anytime that there's a suffix, and we wouldn't even need people to come in to argue about the din. Beis Din is sitting there, and they're watching the video camera. They see there's a wall, and the wall falls. Beis Din's like, oh man, now it's a suffix. Who gets the wall? Does Reuven get it, or does Shimon get it? We don't need Reuven to come at the Beis Din. We don't need Shimon to come at the Beis Din. Beis Din was already misupak. They already didn't know what was happening. They already said, we have to figure out this din, before Reuven and Shimon even came into the Beis Din. That's a suffix le-Beis Din below Tano Sehem, and that's perfect. That is a Drar de Mamona perfect for the case on Bava Basra. Now, the Pesach is going to be Yachloku because of the Drar de Mamona. For Tosfos, it works perfectly. For the Rashbam, it's not going to work out as well. And for the Rashbam, which is fine because he doesn't ask the question of Tosfos, but for the Rashbam, it's all about what happened, right? Drar de Mamona is whoever has more of a connection, I believe, to the land. To the suffix. Meaning, one second.
Isn't it just Drar de Mamona means you have shaychus to it?
Right, well, Drar de Mamona means they both have a shaychus to it. Right, they both have a shaychus to it. I mean, Drar de Mamona, we say the Pesach is Yachloku. So it means that they both, at one point, had a claim to the land. And so we said in Shir that for the Rashbam, it wouldn't be a good case of Drar de Mamona. I think we asked in Shir, I don't remember what the answer was. Because it does sound like for the Rashbam, it's also going to be a good Drar de Mamona, because they both owned it. They both could. It's in one of their fields, but the suffix, it was between both their fields in the beginning. You're saying the fact that it fell into one of their fields takes away the Drar de Mamona from the other field. But the case is that the wall was fallen down already. Right, okay, fine. So that's the answer. Okay, fine. So that's the answer. Fine. So therefore, for the Rashbam, this is not a case of Drar de Mamona because it's in one person's field, and it's not equal claims. They do not have an equal claim because one person has a stronger claim than the other. Okay. We'll just finish up with explaining the Tosfos. And Tosfos gives us a new read of the Gemara on Daf Dalet. The Gemara on Daf Dalet, again, let's go through the three different steps. The Gemara says, Pshita, of course you're going to say Yachloku. Why would you say anything else? The Gemara says, no, I would have thought, Hamutzi Mechaveiro Olav Haraya, Kamash Malon, not so. So we just explained it. What's Pshita? Pshita, we're going to say Yachloku because... Pshita, we're going to say Yachloku because there's a Drar de Mamona here. And therefore, by Drar de Mamona case, we always say Yachloku. The Gemara says, no. Ma would you say? I would have thought we say that... Since the rocks are in one person's field for a long time, and Tosfos says like this, Migo, that he could have said, I bought it from you, and we're not going to ask the question, this Migo is actually a little bit of a complicated of a Migo, and Ricky Vager asks on it, but no one gets the Migo. The Migo is, I could have said that I bought it from you, again, Reuven, the pile of rocks is in Reuven's field. Reuven could have said, this is my rocks. You owned it at one point, now I bought it from you. He could have said that. Instead, he says, well, it fell. He says it fell instead of saying instead of saying I bought it. So then we say Migo, and we should believe Reuven. So Kamat, Kamash Malan, that's not true. That Migo B'makom Eidim lo Amrinan. What's the Migo B'makom Eidim? The Migo B'makom Eidim is an Anan Sahadi that they both built a wall. What does that mean? We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that when you have a field between two different, when you want to split a field, you build a wall. Who doesn't follow halacha? Everyone knows that rule. So therefore, if there's a wall sitting in between two different people's, two different fields, and it falls into one person's land, so we say, what do we do? So the Gemara first says, I would have thought, the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously you can do Yachloku, you can't say Kol Dalam Gvar, you can't say Motzi Mecha Veraya. The Gemara answers, no, maybe you could say Hamotzi Mecha Vero Alavaraya. You would say Hamotzi Mecha Vero Alavaraya, because we have a Migo here. Migo that he could have said that I bought it. Instead he says, it fell into my field, even though we both built it together. Kamash Malan, no, we actually in the end we paskin Yachloku because the Migo gets destroyed. Once we take away the Migo, now we're back to square one where you don't say Motzi Mecha Veraya, you don't say Kol Dalam Gvar, and we're going to say Yachloku. Why do we take away the Migo? Because for sure, because the Migo gets taken away by Edim. Migo B'makom Edim Lo Marina. The Edim here is the Edim Ha'idosi Vachem HaShemayim Va'aretz that Klal Yisrael are going to do the mitzvahs. So now we so for sure that when Chazal told us build a wall in between, we both split the profit. We both split the price of the wall, and therefore don't tell me amigo b'makom eidim b'makom where Chazal told us what to do. And the sugya ends like that. Yachloku, we split the field, not the field. We split the rocks, and that is the psak. In the end of the day, all of that gemara is good. That is the end of sugya 3:1.